Is this the Dean's office?
Well, I hope so. I'm the Dean. You must be our new material. Please sit down.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm new.
Do you know why you've been sent here?
Because I fucked up.
Yeah. Can you be a little more specific? I need to hear the details from you.
You want the details, do you? Well, I was driving Daddy's Tesla up Mulholland and may have had a few too many drinks. Oh. I may have wrecked it. Oh, and there may have been a boy in the car that I might have been planning on fucking, or at least blowing. I don't know if Daddy was more bothered that I might put out, or the fact that the boy was oh so common and poor. I guess it was the last straw, so here I am.
Yes, that does line up with what I was told.
Is there just one building?
This and the attached dormitory. Is it not to your liking?
Well, to be honest, it's kind of a dump. Well, maybe not a dump. It's got that nice old look, you know, but it's tiny. And when my driver was taking me through town, I couldn't see any bars in town, if you could even call that a town.
Yes, that is so. Our institution was situated here to encourage good behavior. The entire county is dry, as a matter of fact.
What? Like you guys don't get rain?
It means that alcohol is illegal to sell, buy, or possess.
Oh my God. Did I go back to the 1800s?
In some ways, a much superior century to our own. Young ladies in particular knew their place. Does that bother you, not having anything to drink?
Actually, I prefer Coke or weed. But yeah, I'm going to college. I want to get drunk at least a few times, you know, and fuck hot boys that I don't have to call back.
I see. Is this the kind of behavior you intend to engage in at our institution?
Of course. Just because my mother wants me to come here doesn't mean that I have to like it. And I wouldn't get used to getting a tuition check from my family either.
Why is that?
Because I'm just here until Daddy calms down. Then I'll look at him all sweetly and apologize, and he'll pull me out of here and let me go to Ohio State, and I can pledge, and everything will be right again. For fuck's sake, as if I could survive here for 4 years.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. But our program isn't always 4 years.
It isn't.
No. If someone achieves the key learning factors, then they can leave in as little as a year. If they fail to learn or choose to remain, well, one of our girls has been here for 7 years.
7 years for a degree?
Oh, no, no, no. She earned her bachelor's and her master's and has started a PhD. She's quite accomplished, to be honest. She's only here because she loves the environment, and our teaching methods entirely agree with her.
Well, I'm not going to stay here that long.
I'm glad to hear it. Unfortunately, you may have misunderstood the nature of our arrangement. Your tuition is already paid in full.
What?
Including books, materials, room, and board, our standard rate. Your father and mother were quite happy to sign it over to us. They know we produce results.
Please. Daddy's never paid in advance for anything in his life.
You can see here, if you don't believe me, these are our billing records.
$2 million? That can't be right.
Ah, yes, you are correct. There's another $2 million in it for the institution if, or should I say when, we render you into a proper, submissive young lady, eager to be a receptacle for learning and anything else we desire.
I don't understand.
I know, Pat, but do try to keep up. I need you to read the fine print there at the bottom of the contract.
That's my signature, but I don't remember signing that.
Your father put it in front of you and asked you to sign it, and you did. It gave him power of attorney and formal guardianship over you. He can do, more or less, what he wants with you. And what he wants is for you to be here.
That's not right. Daddy would never do that. And even if he did, I'm not a high school girl. I'm 18, and I can leave whenever I want.
No, I do so love this part. I don't know what I'll do for entertainment if I ever retire. No, you may not. And in point of fact, you cannot. The doors are locked behind you, and you are, in the end, our property.
That's bullshit. This is America and I can go where I want.
You haven't been listening. I suspect that's a problem you've had your whole life. Your mother said you were just like her when she was your age, an impudent little slut.
You can't talk to me like that.
I just did. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to call Daddy and he's going to come get me. This isn't funny and you'll get in trouble.
Oh, with each word you sound more scared, more innocent, more vulnerable. If we engender those traits, perhaps you'll be salvageable.
My phone won't work. Why won't my phone work?
Cell phone jammers. It wouldn't do to have pictures of our work slip into the wild, would it?
Your office door is locked. Let me out.
No, you need to pay attention to me.
What? Are you crazy? You can't just hold me here against my... You hit me. Please stop. I don't understand. I'll listen, okay? That's what you want, isn't it?
Good. Good girl. You can learn. You will learn. Sit.
Yes, sir.
You can keep playing with your phone while you pretend to be obedient. It won't start working suddenly. Even if it did, your father wouldn't come and get you. You need to understand why I keep calling our school an institution.
I'll put it away, sir. Please just don't hit me again. Why do you call the school an institution?
Because it is. Legally, we're a psychological hospital. Legally, all of our students have been committed by their guardians for indefinite stays. Legally, you are in our custody.
But that doesn't mean it's okay for you to hurt me.
Ah, you have me there. No, it's not legal for me to hit you.
See, you have to let me.
But then again, there are no police here. No interfering lawyers. No doctors but our own, and let me assure you, they will always rule that you need more time in our facility. Always. Unless I think you're ready to leave. And you are not, are you?
Please just let me go. I won't tell anyone. I won't.
Oh, but you would. You tell the press and the police and anyone who listened about how the bad man slapped you and said true things about you.
Are you going to kill me?
Oh, you are precious. No, well, not on purpose anyway. Then we wouldn't get our bonus for successful re-education, would we? No, we wouldn't. That wouldn't do at all. Of course, some particularly recalcitrant girls might have died in our custody. All ruled as accidents, I assure you.
Well, what do I have to do? I mean, to leave, to be good.
There you are. I almost believed that. In time, you will too. Don't worry, though. I won't lie to you. I will always tell you the truth, and you'll come to hate me for it. Do you know what's going to happen now?
No, sir, I don't. Would you please tell me?
Very well. Since you asked so nicely, I'm going to rape you. Right here in my office. I'm going to be very harsh with you, very thorough. When you leave, you're going to be scared, humiliated, and numb. And it's going to happen again and again. All of the faculty, men and women, will have you. They'll do it together sometimes. Even upper-class girls will do so. You'll soon love it, even as you hate yourself for doing so. Do you know why?
No, sir, why?
Because you're already a little slut, just like your mother. God, she has such a tight little cunt. As her father sent her to me to be broken, and now yours is doing the same. I assure you he's expecting great things from both of us. I hope to not disappoint him.
My mom, you did things to her too? I don't understand. And Daddy knows about this? About her? About you?
Well, of course he does. He told me himself that he was looking forward to watching the tapes of your breaking. He said it was an important part of your development.
Daddy said it was all right to rape me?
Of course. Oh, he could do it at home. But it's quite a bit of effort to break a little slut like you and reshape her into something useful and pleasing. The danger is that you might just end up an insane mess. You'd end up in the tabloid headlines. And we can't have that, can we?
But he loves me.
Yes, quite a bit more than you would probably imagine. Stand up.
Please, you don't have to do this. I'm standing. See, I mean, I'll do what you want. I'll learn any lesson. I just, please don't hurt me.
Can I tell you a secret? Hearing arrogant little whores like you beg and plead, suddenly powerless, is perhaps the most significant turn-on that I get to experience. It won't save you. It might make me even harsher with you.
Please just let me go.
Not until you're ready. Don't worry. Soon you'll come to enjoy this kind of treatment.
No, I won't. I'm not sick like you.
Oh? Well, then just let me reach up under your skirt and check. I thought so. Your panties are practically soaked. I wonder, do you get like this when your daddy spanks you?
What? How do you know about that?
He told us, of course. Get on your knees. Now.
What are you going to do? I'm doing it. There. Are you happy?
Not yet. You see, you are at your knees in front of an authority figure, but you're pretending not to know what to do.
Do you want me to blow you?
Not just me. Any teacher can ask you to get on your knees, sometimes in front of the entire class, and you'd better listen when they do. Not all of them are as kind as I am.
All right, if that's what you want, I'll do it. Just stop hurting me. God, I can't believe that this has made you hard. You're sick, you know that.
More sucking, less whining.
Fine.
Oh, come now. An eager little slut like you can do better than that.
Why can't you just be happy that you're...
Yes, that's it. See, your mouth has better uses. And that throat? Oh, so very tight. You should relax it a bit if you don't want to get hurt.
I can't breathe. Can you please just stop for a minute?
No. That's better. Let yourself enjoy what's happening. You know you want to. Are you touching yourself while I'm doing this?
No.
How
no,
delightful.
I wasn't. I hate this. I hate it. And I hate you.
Oh, when we were making such progress. Stand up.
Fine. But I'm done doing what you want. You can't make me. Oh, hair. Stop.
Not used to being handled roughly, I see. I'll be sure that you're enrolled in our remedial collaring class. Now, be good and bend over my desk.
Okay, just stop pushing there. No, don't do that. Don't pull my panties down, please.
Oh, but you're positively dripping, aren't you? Oh, it would be a shame to waste this moment, wouldn't it?
No, please don't. I'm not a slut. I'm a virgin. Please, I swear.
I believe you. I do. But you act like a little slut, don't you? In how you dress, in how you flirt.
Yes, but I only do it because I like the attention.
Even from your daddy?
Yes, all right, especially from him.
Good girl. The problem is that you aren't compliant, that you keep misbehaving, that you won't even consider proper appearances. So, this is what you will be broken of here, in addition to being trained in useful skills.
Don't worry, I'll stay. I won't run or anything. I'll be good. Just please not like this.
Oh, don't be so sentimental. Everyone has to lose their virginity sometime. Don't you want to lose yours?
Yes, but I want it to be special, not like this.
Too bad.
No, not there. You're too big. Please don't.
Oh, my God. You're so tight. Well, there's no doubt that you were a virgin.
Please. Please stop. Please pull out, please.
I don't think so. Ah, yes. Ah, fuck. You do have a hot little cunt aunt, don't you? It reminds me of your mother's.
No, I don't want to hear this, not now.
Don't be so dramatic. I'm barely bruising you.
You're too big for this. I can't. Oh, God, it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure that you don't enjoy this? Not even a little?
No, and I never will.
Then why does your tight little pussy grip me so well? Why do you keep moaning like a bitch in heat?
I'm not. No. Ah. Stop it.
Does it hurt too much or does it feel too good? Be honest now.
Both. All right. I love it, but it hurts so much. No, you like this. Please.
God, I won't last long with you, will I? It seems that you're a natural at taking a cock, doesn't it? That's it. Let your body enjoy it. Can't you feel how it aches to be filled with my cum?
No! No, you can't finish me, sir. I don't want to get pregnant.
Well, I'm definitely not pulling out. I'm not stopping until I fill that slutty little hole of yours with hot, sticky seed.
No, I don't want to come. I don't want to.
Just let yourself be what you are.
No, I won't come. You can't make me. I won't.
You're so close, pet. So close. Just let go.
No, I won't. Oh God, there's so much of it pouring out of me. It feels so good. Why does it feel so good?
You really know how to work men up, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, that's much better. Are you going to make the most of your time here?
Yes, sir, I'll be good.
Repeat it. Make me believe it, or your first day will get so much worse.
I'll be good, sir. I learn how to be good. I'll take my lessons from you and the other teachers. I'll do it and I'll enjoy it.
And
I'll make you and Daddy proud, sir.
Excellent. You can leave my office now. A senior girl will take you to your room.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and don't forget, classes start promptly at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Please be sure to make a good first impression on all of your teachers, won't you?